the top of the IDS Center.
A-F-A-I. And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's Crapinfest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop. It's hammer time.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
You're gonna dig this.
Dig this indeed. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and CrapFromThePast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and you lucky people are tuned into Crap from the Past. It's like a graduate level course in pop. We've been doing this for over 24 years. It's amazing how this just keeps going and going. So let me turn down the theme music a little bit, just a little bit, because it's a little distracting for me. This week, here we are, here I am, sitting in August 5th, 2016. 50 years ago today, something wonderful happened. The Beatles released what would be their finest album in England. 50 years ago today. August 5th, 1966, the Revolver album came out in England. And really, it was quite phenomenal. Rubber Soul had come out about 8 months before, in December 1965. And between Rubber Soul and Revolver, that's where you want to start with the Beatles catalog. It's great stuff. One might argue that much like Stevie Wonder's Talking Book album, you could argue that Rubber Soul had better songs than Revolver. And where was I going with that? Here, I gotta get rid of the theme music because it's entirely too distracting. Some have argued that Stevie Wonder's albums Talking Book from 1972 and Inner Visions from 1973 go very well together. You could say that Talking Book has better songs on it, like the highs are higher, but Inner Visions overall is a better album. And I could make the very same case for Rubber Soul and Revolver, the albums that came out in 1965 and 66 for the Beatles. Rubber Soul really had some fantastic gems on it. But Revolver is probably a better album overall. And Revolver is the first album that engineer Jeff Emerick worked with the Beatles on and really used the studio as an instrument. There's a lot of distortion on some of the instruments. The bass is somehow put way out in front, so suddenly there's new attention to all the bass lines in the song. The drums are going through some crazy compression. It's really quite amazing. Sonically, it's fantastic. And what I'm going to do for you... Oh, I should say what we started with. I started with a song called Beatle by local band Trip Shakespeare from 1992 from the very rare Applehead Man album. Nice. Beatle. Yeah, so just getting you warmed up for the whole Beatles thing. What I'm going to do to celebrate what is the finest album from probably the finest pop band of all time, I'm going to play it in its entirety. In mono, of course, because that's how you did things in 1966. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard Revolver by the Beatles, sit down and listen.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can't believe you're not still popular.
What'd you do? Screw up like the Beatles and say you were bigger than Jesus?
All the time. It was the title of our second album.
On Crap from the Past.
Look at all the lovely people. Look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? In the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning. When I'm in the middle of a dream, stay in bed, float upstream, float upstream. Please don't wake me, no, don't shake me.
Where I am, I won't be sleeping. boogie monster Gerber.
Then came the greatest thrill of my life.
Oh, hello, Homer. I'm George Harrison.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Where did you get that brownie?
Over there. There's a big pile of them.
Oh, man.
Wow, what a nice fella.
On Crap from the Past.
Elvis Presley, The Rolling Stones,
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. Here, making each day of the I'm always there.
Mr. Gerber.
I'd like to thank you on behalf of the group, and I hope we pass the audition.
I don't get it.
On Crap from the Past.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. We sailed on to the sun until we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine.
I said,
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Number 8. Number 8. Number 8. Number 8. Number 8.
On Crap from the Past.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Then we lie a shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Mr. Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Tell me that you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me. You say you've seen seven wonders, and your
Mr. Gerber.
Principal Skinner,
mm-hmm.
You've been referred to as the funny one. Is that reputation justified?
Yes. Yes, it is.
On Crap from the Past.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Cried for no one.
should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears. Cried for no one, a love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Fight for no one, a love that should have lasted years.
KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can we play more records tomorrow?
Yes.
On Crap from the Past.
Bring my friend, I said you called Dr. Robert. Day or night, he'll be there any time at all. Dr. Robert.
Mr. Gerber. On Crap from the Past.
When you're here, all those words.
Ivy Duke. That's a sex machine to all the chicks.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Damn right.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can you dig it?
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Right on.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't. You knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Hard to get you into my life. What can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
Monster Gerber.
Ho, 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 ho. Happy Christmas, everybody, from Nelson Wilbury of the famous Traveling Wilburys. Clap, 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 clap. Cue the music. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year, and get lots of little things in your stockings. Keep on traveling, folks. Bye-bye.
On Crap from the Past.
And thus concludes the Revolver album from 1966 in its entirety. That's the Beatles, and that's their probably their finest album, in my opinion. Came out 50 years ago today, and I wanted you to marvel at it the same way I marveled at it, just sitting here pushing all the buttons. From the horns on Got to Get You Into My Life, to the strings on Eleanor Rigby, to that amazing bass line on Taxman, and that otherworldly weird sounds collage stuff on Tomorrow Never Knows. It's a great album. It's a great, great, great album. Released in England with the, I think, 14 tracks. Here in the U.S., Capitol Records cut out two or three of them, which just isn't right. So I played you what you would have heard in England had you bought it 50 years ago today when it came out, August 5th, 1966. At the same time, while the album was out and in circulation, the Beatles recorded two more songs that they used on a 45 that did not appear at the time, or on an album at the time. It was later compiled for the Mono Masters CD that came out in 2007. It was probably on something earlier than that, but I can't remember what. Probably the Past Masters CD? I don't recall exactly off the top of my head. Why don't I just play both sides of that wonderful 45 from 1966, when the Beatles could do no wrong. This, mind you, was the period where they decided, they worked with producer George Martin and engineer Jeff Emmerich to use the studio itself as an instrument, and that's why you got those crazy sounds so far removed from virtually anything else you'll hear from the year 1966. And now, A and B sides of the Paperback Writer and Rain 45. Great stuff. If here, just to give yourself an additional something to listen for, the background vocals and Paperback Writer, they're singing Frère Jacques. It's great stuff. Paperback Writer from the Beatles on Crap from the Past.
Paperback Writer.
Gerber.
This is Yoko saying a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you. Be true to yourself.
On Crap from the Past.
When the sun shines.
Rain from the Beatles. That's the other side of the paperback writer 45, which was a big hit all around the world in 1966, recorded with the same sessions that produced the Revolver album, but not put on the album. In England, it was accustomed to put out 45s, and when it came time to record the album, you didn't include the 45s because it's like cheating. Because it's just what you do in England. Here in the U.S., we include the singles on the albums. It's just a different philosophy there. I think over there they expect you to buy the 45s and buy the albums. And they figure if you're going to buy the album, why have this extra song on it? Or something along those lines. So much Beatles. That was more Beatles than I played in a row in a long time. Probably ever here on Crap from the Past. Celebrating the 50-year birthday of the Revolver album. It's a really big deal in the pop world, and I thought I would give it its due by playing it in its entirety here on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. If you're just tuning in, Crap from the Past. It's like a graduate-level course in pop. We originate in KFAI Minneapolis and beam out worldwide on a bunch of affiliates all around the world. All around the world. I have an affiliate in New Zealand. I have an affiliate in Springfield. Well, just Gold Rush Radio in New Zealand, WQNA in Springfield, Illinois, and lots of other affiliates all around the world. If you missed an old show, you can go back and hear them at crapfromthepast.com. Now, why don't I just play some covers of Beatles stuff? The songs themselves on the Beatles songs on Rubber Soul got covered a lot. Those are some really great pop songs, and many, many covers of them. A lot of them hit the pop charts. The songs on Revolver, not covered so much. Out of every song on there, I did my little research there, only one of them had a top 40 cover, and that was Got to Get You Into My Life. It hit number 9 in 1978, as covered by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Nothing else hit the top 40. In fact, only two others hit the Hot 100. That's not right. Well, maybe a couple. Anyway, you get the idea. So the songs themselves don't really lend themselves to covers, because what the Beatles did in the studio, not easily reproduced and kind of intimidating if you're going to put your own spin on it. However, there are a couple covers that snuck out here and there. And I'll start you first with a cover of Eleanor Rigby, as done by The Zoot. This is an Australian group that I don't know much about, except it featured a very young Rick Springfield. Eleanor Rigby on Crap from the Past.
I look at all the lonely people. churchill was buried along with the name. Nobody came, Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he watched from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Do they outcome from all the lonely people? Or do they all belong?
I'm a bit of the lonely people. I'm a bit of the lonely
people. Where do they all come from?
Programming on KFAI is supported by Mill City Sound, presenting their very first record swap meet on Sunday, August 14th from 9 a.m. until noon. All are welcome to attend this event to trade, sell, and buy records, and spread the passion for record collecting. No registration is necessary. Guests can show up, grab a table space, and set up their records. Hosted in the parking lot behind Mill City Sound, 812 Main Street in Hopkins. More information at facebook.com/MillCitySound.
This is even more terrible than I remembered it. It's Eleanor Rigby as covered by F4. I don't know much about F4. It's just not very good.
I look at all the lonely people.
KFAI is supported in part by Southside Pride Monthly Newspaper. Locally owned and operated in South Minneapolis, Southside Pride celebrates the racial and cultural diversity of the Southside and serves the Phillips, Hiawatha, Seward, and Cedar Riverside neighborhoods. Information is available at southsidepride.com.
I believe is how you pronounce his name, and his cover of I'm Only Sleeping, British hit from 1995. So I brought in an actual Brit himself, Mr. Simon Husbands, the host of KFAI's True Brit, which airs after Crap from the Past right here on KFAI.
Yep. Suggs.
Suggs. I don't know much about him.
Suggs, I suppose you'd say. If you're from London, you'd say Sags.
Oh.
Yeah, Suggs.
Is that what you...
Yeah. Real name?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is either. It's probably Charles Roberts or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Nice and boring.
But he was married to a girl called Betty Bright, who was a singer with a very influential band called Deaf School.
Hmm.
Deaf School had these wonderful pseudonyms. They had the Reverend Max Ripple on keyboards and Betty Bright, she was one of the vocalists, and there are a bunch of other people, but it included a guy called Clive Langer.
Ah.
And I'm sure you're familiar with Clive Langer.
He's a producer.
He's one
of the producers that appears on those British records, who's none of... I think he did the Madness records, but the other ones escaped me off the top of my head.
He did do the Madness records, so presumably Suggs met his wife through Clive Langer.
Oh.
Maybe.
Maybe. Sure, it makes a good story.
Yeah, so, you know, they're in the studio together, and Clive Langer's going, yeah, you know, Suggs, yeah, all right, mate. And he's going, yeah, all right. He says, yeah, I know this girl. Name's Betty Bright. All right.
And Suggs goes, that's how they talk over there.
That's how they all talk. Yeah. And Suggs goes, you got a picture or anything like that? And so they started dating and then they got married.
And
so,
that's a lovely story.
It is lovely.
That's probably how it played out, too.
I think it is. Clive Langer produced Teardrop Explodes and a lot of the Madness stuff, and Elvis Costello and a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah, good.
He was one of the big names in the 80s.
Yeah.
For production.
Yep. And very much kind of the opposite of Stock Aitken Waterman and Trevor Horn.
Yeah, absolutely. He was somebody who was a little bit off the wall, but definitely alternative, but with a good sense of style. And I met him, actually.
You did?
Yes, I did. I must have been one of the very few British people that actually saw Deaf School on their very first tour. And I was lucky enough to go backstage, and I got to meet them all, including the Reverend Max Ripple. And I'm trying to think of what the lead singer's name was. Oh, I wasn't expecting to talk about
this. That's okay. I wouldn't know it either way.
Yes.
So.
Well, that's okay. So, nice. But they were a great band. They had a great album called Don't Stop the World, which was a good, good album. They were very art school.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Kind of arty, farty. They dressed up and had strange names like the Reverend Max Ripple.
It's a good name.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll have to dig some of that stuff up. So,
and of course, Suggs is still the lead singer of Madness, who is still going strong and producing some good stuff.
Yeah, quite. All right, so today marks a particular anniversary, which you might have heard.
Is it the 50th anniversary of My House by Madness?
It is not. You got that half right.
Our House by Madness?
Nope, no houses by Madness. It's a little older than that.
Oh.
It does mark, in fact, the 50th anniversary of the album Revolver by the Beatles, which
you might
have heard of.
1966.
1966.
The album Revolver. Who would have believed at that stage that the Beatles only had about a year left?
Well, maybe two.
Maybe two.
They were fighting a bit, and they were by 1970 they were kaput. Yep. It's amazing how quickly they evolved from the early fairly primitive stuff in 1963 by playing the clubs in Germany all the way up through Rubber Soul in 65 and then Revolver in 1966.
I know. And then you think that Sergeant Pepper was just around the corner. You think of that inside about 5 years they went from like a bubblegum band to
a bar band.
Yeah. To being kind of masters of psychedelia pop music.
Yeah, and not just masters of all pop music. They totally dominated the landscape.
Exactly.
So you're a couple years older than me. Do you remember when Revolver came out?
I do, yes, I do remember it. I would have been I wouldn't have been in double digits, but, you know, I remember going to kids' parties and they would give away Beatles pencils and Beatles candy and Beatles paper for, you know, just as party favors. So I was aware of the Beatles. My mum bought Love Me Do and Please Please Me, and so we'd play those all the time.
The 45s?
Yeah, the 45s.
Yeah,
so
nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, when the Beatles' new records came out, it was a big deal. And so, you know, people knew about stuff like that. It was in the newspapers and get played on the radio. And of course, we listened to the radio, and so yeah, I was definitely aware.
Did you have a copy of Revolver?
I did not have a copy of Revolver. No, at that point, I was not into buying stuff because I didn't have any money.
Oh well, yeah,
I wasn't even shaving.
That, yeah, you're still single digits.
I was still dependent on older people to provide my music for me.
But the radio played it, right?
Yeah, the radio played it.
AM radio. Just like here in the US?
Yes, yes. I'm trying to think back what it was. It was, AM. FM had not yet been formed. It was just regular AM, yes. BBC Radio 1. I'm trying to think what it was. 5:30, was it AM? Yeah, I can't remember. More research required.
That's, not real important. I'm just trying to remember all that. I mean, Revolver came out 2 years before I was born, so a lot of this I'm picking up secondhand.
Sure.
But I had the Beatles' Red and Blue Greatest Hits albums when I was growing up. They're the first albums I ever owned. And I internalized everything on there, which is really good idea for someone that's going to get into pop music long term.
The ones of them looking out over the balcony?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big deal when they came out.
That was, it was a very big deal. And all the music on there has held up very, very nicely.
It has, absolutely. Yeah. And it's hard, it's hard to understand how that could have been without taking into account the fact that they were all great songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without the song, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah, very true. And boy, John and Paul could certainly write, and George here and there, and they let Ringo have a song or two, which was nice of them.
I'd like to hear some of the bad stuff that they rejected.
All the Ringo stuff, I would think.
Poor
nothing
old
poor old Ringo.
I always feel so bad for Ringo because, you know, they'd record something and Ringo would try his hardest and then, you know, he'd go home and then he'd come back the next day and found that Paul had completely re-recorded all his drum parts.
Well, yeah, but at the end of the day, Ringo got to be a Beatle. It's not so bad.
That's true. No, he's had a good life.
Yeah, he's done well for himself.
And he's actually been, I suppose, one of the most prolific live musicians out of any of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, he's been playing and still tours with his big band and has played with some of the best musicians in the world, which is good for him.
Good for him.
It's his revenge. It's Ringo's revenge.
Well, yeah, and of course he's going to get good talent because who wouldn't want to play with a Beatle?
Exactly. Yeah. I would.
Yeah, I would too.
But he never calls me.
No. Maybe he doesn't have my phone number.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's true. Well, we could just give it out now, shall we, in case he's listening?
Just ron@crapfromthepast.com. Ringo, if you're listening, would love to join you on tour. Simon here would do the same. I'll pass the good word on to him.
Absolutely, but you've got to bring the sandwiches.
Yeah.
Because I can't provide my own.
Okay, sandwiches
that's the
included.
Deal, yes.
So, I want to do two more covers of Beatles things, both by horn bands that were on Columbia Records at the time, both set up as noun, comma, noun, and noun. Can you guess them?
Noun, comma, noun, and noun. Here, there, and everywhere?
Well, it's the artist name is...
Oh.
That's really good, though. I like that.
That would have been a good stumper.
Two horn bands on Columbia Records.
Two horn bands. Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
That's right.
And the other one would have been Pacific Gas and Electric.
Close. They were at Columbia, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a horn band.
The
horns weren't the emphasis of the band, but they had a great horn section.
Funkier. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
There you go.
Yay!
So we're going to do, I've done this segment before on Craft from the Past. This is probably the fourth or fifth time I'm doing it in the 24 years of the show, but I like this. It's competing versions of Gotcha Get You Into My Life. One of them appeared, or the Blood, Sweat, and Tears version came out in 1975. Didn't do all that well, only peaked at number 62 on the charts, but it kind of ignited a little... Somebody at Capitol Records thought, and they went back to the Beatles catalog and released the Beatles' own version, which hit the pop charts in 1976. Mm-hmm. 2 years later for the 1978. Was that the Beatles movie? Was that the Sgt. Pepper's movie?
That, I think, was a little bit later. 79, I believe,
okay.
Maybe.
It might have been. It's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But that actually turned out to be a big hit. There was a compilation that came out on a cheapy division of Columbia Records called Seems Like Yesterday Volume 2. And it has a bunch of top 10 hits, and then it has the Blood, Sweat, and Tears version of Gotcha Get You Into My Life. And I'm convinced to this day that somebody in there screwed up and pulled the wrong version of Gotcha Get You Into My Life, and they meant to pull the Earth, Wind, and Fire version, because every other song on there is a top 10 hit, except for this one. But I am so thankful they made this mistake, because that's where I got this copy of this song. 1975, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Gotcha Get You Into My Life. Beatles cover. Nice. Revolver, 50 years old today. This song, 1975, on Crap from the Past.
I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road.
Plus is proud to provide internet streaming of KFAI Community Radio. The internet professionals at IP House provide answers to your hosting and access questions. More information from these friendly geeks is available at iphouse.com.
Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1978. Got to get you into my life. That works nicely. If I was a torturous guy, I would play some Stars on 45 from you. The Stars on 45 medleys took over the world in 1981 and promptly gave them back in 1982. But they weren't the first to do it. No, actually, it's hard to pin down exactly when that stupid medley craze started, but it certainly peaked in 1981. This is a medley that I found from 1978. It's before the Beatles stuff. It's put together... I don't even know who put this thing together. The song is credited as Beatlemania, that's the title, and the artist DBM, Disco Beatlemania. This is going to hurt real bad, and that's going to do it for me. Happy birthday, Revolver, 50 years old today. Simon is the next with True Brit here on KFAI, and you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. I'll be back next week. Bye!
Singing, oh baby. This is WRKL New City, New York, AM 91, Rockland County's community radio station. WRKL is owned and operated by Rockland Broadcasters, who wish you a good morning.